Aldridge relied on music frequently, both to mask his tics and to channel their explosive energy. I would learn to harness the enormous energy of Tourette's syndrome and control it like a high-pressure fire hose. Harnessing his Tourette's and expressing himself in creative, unpredictable musical improvisations seemed to be deeply intertwined. The urge to play and the desire to release the endless tension of Tourette's syndrome fed on each other like fuel on fire. For Aldridge, and perhaps for many with Tourette's, music was inseparably linked to movement and to sensation of all sorts. The attractions, the joys, and the therapeutic powers of drumming and drum circles are widely known in the Tourette's community. In New York recently, I took part in a drum circle organized by Matt Giordano, a gifted drummer with severe Tourette's. When he is not focused or engaged, Matt is in constant Touretic motion, and indeed, everyone in the room that day seemed to be ticking, ticking in their own time. I could see eruptions of ticks, contagions of ticks, rippling around the 30-odd Tourettes there. But once the drum circles started, with Matt leading them, all the ticking disappeared within seconds. Suddenly there was synchronization, and they came together as a group, performing in the moment with the rhythm, as Matt puts it. Their Touretic energy, motor exuberance, playfulness, and inventiveness all drawn upon creatively and given expression in the music. Music here had a double power. First, to reconfigure brain activity and bring calm and focus to people who were sometimes distracted or preoccupied by incessant tics and impulses. And second, to promote a musical and social bonding with others, so that what began as a miscellany of isolated, often distressed, or self-conscious individuals almost instantly became a cohesive group with a single aim, a veritable drum orchestra under Matt's baton.